Hello, this is Nils from Jokotron Podcast. I hope you're fine. And for today's episode, I tried a new thing. I created a video that you also can find on YouTube, and I took the whole audio from the YouTube video and put that inside this podcast episode. I hope this will work for you as well as it worked for me, and you have fun within this today's topic. This is about your backup plan for music production. Now let's get into the episode. So for today, I bring in the topic backup. And I know backup is not a very sexy topic, and it's not the most famous you would like to talk about when it's about music recording and music production, but it is a very crucial thing. It will save you, or it will save your creative output, your ideas, the work you have already done, and if that get lost and you don't have a backup, you will have a problem. The trigger for this topic or for this episode is that I lost files. I just lost one hard drive that I had used as an archive, and there were recordings from my early days that I would like to have back, but they are gone. And the second one was that I remember that I recorded, or we produced the first EP from my first band, and I thought about to use some of the tracks again, just also for my online course, for Jokotron online course. And I thought I had them, but I can't find them anymore. So I probably deleted them. And if I would have a backup that goes back to the days, that would be wonderful, but they are gone too. So I missed to create a backup over the time in my early days. And this is years back. I now have a very detailed and strong backup plan that I also would like to share today with you. But first, let us have a look why you should do a regular backup. So I've created a short keynote for you, and let's jump on that backup and save your music production. So why to do a regular backup? Because we are all humans and everyone makes mistakes. Deleted something like me that was still needed, or just want you back. And sometimes you have recordings where you believe you don't need them anymore, you don't use them longer, and later it turns out it would be nice to have them back. They could be helpful in a production that you want to redo some old tracks, or just want to know what you have done in a particular track of a whole song that you can't find out and want to listen to just that single recorded track. But if you don't have that anymore, then a backup would be very helpful. The second one is a computer error. So all of the programs or of the computers have their weak point and their mistakes, and a hard drive or an SSD can have an error. They could blow up completely, or just there are some files that has a data error or something like that. So then you are in big trouble, and even more if it is your session drive where all your audio recordings are onto. And if it is the same drive as the main drive from your computer, then you have a much bigger problem if both together are in trouble and have problems or just blow up completely together. Another one is bad intentions, most from other humans. I mean by that we all live in a time where we are connected. We have to stay on the internet most of the time. I also have my computer, my music computer, on the internet. Some people would say if you can disconnect your computer from the internet, sometimes it's not so doable or practical, or You're too lazy. I'm too. Just stay connected. But you have to be careful about attacks by hackers. We all have to do with virus and malware. Even it doesn't. It is not important if you are just on Windows or on a Mac. There are bad things for both systems. So we have bad intention of people. And maybe some people that you have worked with or some people that come to your place with other musicians you work together. And maybe that's not their intention to do something worse, but they have something to drink and that goes over your computer and bam, your drive blows up and all your files are gone. So this can happen. The last thing, what I thought about what bad can happen is the invention that you can't influence, like fire, like water damage, or a lightning strike that hits into your house or into your power line. So all of that can happen and you don't have control over that. And let us have a look on soft and worst cases. If that happened, maybe you just missed the last recording day when something happens on your computer, an error or whatever, then you might just lost one day. But a harder version of that could be that you lost a whole production, the last EP you produced, the last album you produced, just a short time before you want to release it. And the worst case is that you lost anything of your musical life. All the things you produced over years and years, all your ideas, all the samples you get for your production together, all of your logins to your plugins. So if you lost that, then you are in big trouble. And you can have for that an insurance for the things you can replace with money. But no, there's no insurance that brings you back your creative expression. So have that in mind why you should do a backup. And now we come to the topic, what is a backup? Let's do the definition of a backup. And when I looked for the whole backup thing and get into it years back, I find in a computer community a very interesting sentence. And this was, a truly secure backup only exists if it is available three times. So only if you have all your files from the original storage space three times again as a copy, then you should have a real backup. And let me say, this is top level. Most of the people I know don't do that. And even I know people that doesn't have even one backup. And I think that's ridiculous. Even if it just your private files, your photos, your private films, a backup of your phone or something like that, they all missed that complete. And we come in a later point how you can plan your backup plan. But let's stay with that. A really secure backup just with three times of a copy. And what I mean is one-on-one copy of your data, of your files from your internal drive. If that exists one-on-one with the same status where you do the copy, then you have a one-on-one copy. The other option is to have an incremental backup. And that is, the first one is a one-on-one copy, and then all the files that you add in the future get also added to that first backup. And also you keep a defined time frame of data or of the files after you find that they should get deleted. So this is a one-on-one copy and the incremental backup. Let's have a look at the things, what you should or what you want to backup. What is really essential that you never can bring back in the same way as it was recorded, mixed, or how you created it? And you should just prioritize your files. So we have all data of your computer together, and for that I mean the macOS system, I mean the your session files, all of the thing that lays on your computer. And we can say we prioritize just the computer files, the included apps and the settings, how your system is set up, how your, if you work on Windows, maybe you have Windows 11 or even 10, or macOS on an Apple computer. So all how this thing is set up. And then you have your session files. Maybe they are on an external drive or separated files order. And you have the sample files. The last thing is the plugin settings that you can also say when you created a very different set of individual plugin settings, they are prioritized as well to make a backup of them. So you have to think, what can you bring back? What can you buy back? Can you buy again some license for the apps if all of them get deleted? Can you reload the samples when something get lost? Or what you can't bring back? What is so essential of all the things? And you have to prioritize for yourself. This is a decision on your side. And if you have that priority, you should have a look where to backup. And there we have very different options. The first one could be inside the same computer at another drive, if that is possible. If you create a backup on the same drive where the original files lies, this is not in backup. This is just a copy, but it's not in backup. You have to have a different physical place where you can storage the backup. If you have a bigger computer body where you can load up different drives, then this is fine. Or you can use an external drive outside of the computer that is connected with an USB or Thunderbolt or whatever. So this is a second option. Another option could be an external connection in the next room or inside your own building, or if you can, in another building. And therefore you can use Ethernet and use a NAS system. That's also a good option because you can work over the network with an Ethernet cable over a long distance. So maybe in a different room in your house, when you have the music room in the basement and you have a NAS system in your living room, then that's a good option. And of course, the last option is to make a backup into the cloud, but I would always make sure that all the files you put into the cloud can be encrypted on your side. That, I think that's the best thing. So if you have the keys for the encryption on your side and then load that encrypted files up to the cloud, you can be safe that no one else can look into the files. All of them have their good and the bad ones. We come back to that in a moment, but let us have a look at the minimum to top level. The minimum would be 1-to-1 copy of your files outside of your computer with the current file status. So just a 1-on-1. That's the absolutely minimum to have one backup. Better would be that you have 1-on-1 copy outside of your music room, plus incremental backups at least for a month of the current status. So you have one-on-one copy outside in another room and with an external hard drive beside your computer where you have that incremental backups. That is, I think, one of the best option to create with not a huge amount of work. And the top level would be is the better option. So you have a one-on-one copy outside of your music room, incremental backup near your computer, and one one-on-one copy that is encrypted and put up into the cloud. There are three different backup locations, and that's what we heard from the computer community at the beginning, that you have three copies of the original files. But how can you create now your own backup plan? And I've set up 4 points that you can work through in the after run to create your own backup plan that works on your side. So here's the first one, and this is you need to define which files are critical for you, which one you want to backup, which one which one you can't bring back, and which one you just need to have maybe just one-on-one copy. If you know all these files, you should decide where to do the one-on-one copy or the incremental backup or both together. So one-on-one is very easy to check, because you need to know the backup storage, how many storage you need for your backup. As I said, one-on-one is easy because you need a one-on-one copy. So the backup storage space should have at least the same amount as the original storage space. So if you have a 1 terabyte SSD storage for your sessions inside your computer, then you need 1 terabyte outside of that computer again for the storage of the backup. For the incremental, it is a bit harder because you can just take a guess, and you need to decide how many incremental backups you would like to save before old files get deleted. So I would say 1.5 or better 2 times from the original space. So if you have 1 terabyte SSD as your original storage space, then get at least, or at the better, 2 terabyte for the backup storage. So you have enough time to save more files to go back if you just missed one or you deleted something. If you delete something from your drive and you just have a one-on-one copy, all these deleted files will get deleted on the backup as well. So the incremental gives you a time frame where you can go back. So make sure you have enough space. And the last one is that you have to do is set up the time when you will do the backups. And this could be an automatic function with an app, or you do it hand by hand. I would use an app, but even if you do it automatically by the app, you have to check if the backup works every time. So you can't get out of this process, not completely, but I wouldn't do a backup by hand, because that's too time consuming, and maybe you do some errors as well. And to make clear that all the points have some backgrounds and that I not just thought about them, I will share with you my backup plan. A short break for some info about my free worksheet. This worksheet is about how to make sure your song is finished and get this piece of art to the final release. This comes with handy checklist that works hand in hand with the worksheet. Just go to jokertonecourse.com/finish-your-song in one word. Under this link, you can submit your free copy of the worksheet. Now let us get back to the episode. And we go through the same 4 numbers. The first one was define which files are critical for you. And the most critical files for me are the session files, because this is all the recording stuff. I can't get that back. I can't record that again. And I also work with others and for others. And if I lost the files that I recorded for someone else, I have a bigger trouble than when I lost my own things, beside from my emotions when I lost my own files. The second one is my samples files, because I have a lot of them in the years together, and this is not just the amount, but it is the one that I choose over time. So I don't have that much samples. There are probably many people outside that have a tenth of my amount. But the ones I now have saved, I like and work with them. So these are also critical, but not as critical as the session files. The other one are my video files, all the things that I produce for the Jokerton project, the Mixing Insights project, the Jokerton course project. But when I create when I do the recording of the video files, and then when I finish the editing, they get loaded to the cloud or to the service like YouTube or the video storage server for the online course. So they are already in the cloud and I have saved them already there. So it is not so important to have more than one backup of my video files. I do a regular one, because when I recorded that kind of video, this is not, most of the time it's not the same day where I will do the editing. So if I record and have a problem at the next day and lost all that, I have to redo that again. And yeah, that is work that will be lost and that should not happen. And the last one is settings, plugins, and apps of my Mac. All of that, it would be very hard if I lost them, but I can bring them much easier back than anything else. Most of the app settings I can recreate. I know my plugins. I know where I can load them back, or even have to buy them again. Or the apps from Apple, most of them are bought in the Apple store, in the App Store, so I can reload them. So this is not the biggest problem if something worse happens. And before I came to point two, I would like to tell you how much space I have on the particular drive. So for my session files drive, I have 2 terabyte storage space, where I use nearly the half. The same goes for my samples drive, but that is just a 1 terabyte SSD, also nearly the half is used. The next one are the video files drive. This is a 1 terabyte SSD again, and there are quite a quarter of storage space is used. And the last one is my drive of my Apple computer. The Mac system drive has a 0.5 terabyte space, but I believe I used just a third or even a half of that, so there's space enough and I don't need to back up too much files. So point two is decide where to do a one-on-one or incremental backup. And I decided to do an incremental backup of all files together, so all of my hard drives or the SSDs, my session files, my samples, video files, Mac, all have an incremental backup. And because my sessions and my samples are so critical for me, I have again another one-on-one copy of them. And this goes to my NAS drive, and this is from Synology, and all of the Synology files get a one-on-one copy again. So all of them have a backup as well. And the session files, you remember this, the critical part for me, there's again a one-on-one copy to the cloud. We come to point three. Here is the needed backup storage space. So for my incremental backup of all files, I have an external 4 terabyte SSD that is connected to my Mac and lies beside that Mac in the same room, in my control room. So this is right to the next to the Mac. Then I have the Synology NAS, and for the one-on-one copy of the session and the sample files, I have 10 terabyte. These 10 terabyte are also used for other things, not only for the session and sample files, but it's good to have enough space. I have there an archive and some other private files, photo files, my audio plays, music files, and so on. So there's still enough space. And all of that files that are critical for me, like the session and sample files, get to another copy from the Synology to an external 4 terabyte hard drive. And also I have them saved again. And for the cloud storage, I have 1 terabyte at this time because I just don't need more than 1 terabyte for my session files. If it gets bigger, because I have 2 terabyte storage on my SSD inside my control room, if I need more space, I will buy just more storage in the cloud. The last point, number four, is set a time when to do backups. And this is not so complicated. You don't have to do it complicated. And the first one is for the incremental backup, I do that after every session. I just click to do that and then it goes automatically. The next one is the one-on-one to Synology. Again, after every session, I do that again by hand, but with an app. But this is not just fully automated because I just do that after recording. I check that again and then I do the backup. The incremental of the genealogy files get every night, and there is the one-on-one file and the one-on-one backup of the session and sample files included. So this goes every night, and doesn't matter if there are new files or all, if there are new files added, this goes automatically every night. As the same with the cloud backup of the session files every night, because that goes from the Synology drive as well. And I would like to share you how I do this. For my incremental backup, I use the Apple Time Machine. It is very handy. This comes with every Mac for free, and you just have to find where you want to do the backup and locate that drive and then let Apple do. You can set that to automatically so that the macOS system does just more than just the incremental backups. They took snapshots from every hour and every day and so on. I don't need that. I just do an user started backup by a click on the Time Machine and then it goes. The second one is the one-on-one copy to my Synology NAS, and therefore I use the Carbon Copy Cloner app. So it was a one-time payment. You have to pay if you want to go to a newer version. It's fine. I use the latest version. Like that, it works every time. I don't have problem to create backups to a hard drive or to a network like a NAS. That works very well. And for the incremental backup of the Synology to a USB drive that is connected to the Synology, I use Hyper Backup. This is an app from Synology that comes with Synology when you get one. Works automatically, and you can set up that you can get an email if something creates an error for the backup. If the error can't complete it, very easy to set up and it works. And the last one is the one-on-one copy to the cloud. And also therefore I can use the hyper backup from Synology, works as the incremental. You get an email if something goes wrong, and if not, it works. But I check that from time to time if everything is inside that backup. So did you count my backups? Probably not. So I have just a little summary for you. I have 4 backups of my most critical session files. That goes on the Time Machine, that goes on the NAS, then it gets a copy from the NAS and it gets a copy to the cloud. Yes, this is more than 3 and much more than 1, but I can't sleep very well when I thought about a backup for the session files, because as I told you, I also work for others. And if these projects get lost or let one backup be corrupt, let one backup not work, I think I'm there very safe on that side. Then we have 3 backups of the critical samples and settings. They are on the Time Machine, they are on the Synology NAS, and again, one copy on the from the NAS to an external drive. And then I have 2 backups of my video system and the Time Machine. And I did that the last time before I prepared the video, but I put that in. I created another backup for my Apple setting, for Mac settings, and the video that goes as well on the Time Machine and to the NAS drive. So there I'm safe as well. And the places of my backups are also very easy. I have 1 external backup inside my music studio. This is the Time Machine, the incremental that is near my Mac computer. Then I have an external NAS with the hard drive backup as well as inside my house in another room, so not in my music place. And then I have the encrypted cloud storage in Germany, in my country, or for a server service where I can host them, so they are stored not at my own place. And I've got some final tips for you if you want to start with a backup. The most critical tip is make at least 1 backup after every music session. And if you have not created 1 backup now, then do this as fast as possibly. Get a new drive tomorrow and then do a backup, or maybe you have some older drives that you can use for that, then do this now after the video or after you heard the podcast, then just do a backup. So have at least 1 backup and then do that after every music session. At best, do another regular backup to another place away from your music room. If it is critical, if there are critical files, then use a cloud service. And if you need to have an encryption like I do, then see how you can encrypt your files before you load them to the cloud. If you're not scared about that, then just do a one-on-one copy of the clean files and this all is fine. And the third tip I would give you, if you want to make the step to another level for backups, then create your own backup plan, as I showed you and as I told you inside this episode. The last points: even if you have all these kind of backup plan, all the external drive, cloud backup, and so on, you won't be safe for bad situations, but you are safe to lose the things you probably can't bring back. And if you don't have a backup, then just start easy with 1 backup today. Just do it and you are fine. And then go further time by time to your personal backup plan. And the last point for today is, if you can, then automate the most, but keep checking that all the backups you do are working. Because if you rely on a backup that is faulty or that is not at the status you thought of, then you have a problem again. So just make sure that all the backups you do by the automation work as expected. Yes, this was for today for the backup episode. I hope it helps you to check out or to find the best backup plan on your side for your critical files, for all your music production. And I hope you never have to use your backup. But if, then you have a reliable system and don't have to be sad about lost files. So thanks for your time. Thanks for watching. Thanks for hearing on the podcast. And I hope I see you at the next episode. Stay tuned and bye-bye.